You're listening to SBS News.
Turkish forces have bombarded northern Syria with airstrikes for a second day. At least 24 people have been killed, including 16 Kurdish fighters and 8 civilians, while dozens more have been injured. The International Rescue Committee said 64,000 people in Syria have fled since the campaign began. Turkey's President Recep Tayyip Erdogan is making no apologies for the military assault. He says his forces are trying to seize the area to create what he calls a safe zone to settle millions of refugees who have fled the 8-year war. And he threatened his critics with a flood of refugees.
Hey, European Union, pull yourself together. I say it again, if you try to label this operation as an invasion, it's very simple. We'll open the gates and send 3.6 million refugees your way.
Kurdish militia have been forced to defend themselves from the Turkish ground and air offensive, but without the support of their US allies, they're outnumbered. US President Donald Trump, who pulled American troops out of the area before the Turkish attack, wrote on Twitter, "The United States had three options. Send in thousands of troops and win militarily, hit Turkey very hard financially and with sanctions, or mediate a deal between Turkey and the Kurds." Speaking to reporters at the White House, Mr. Trump said he hoped to choose the third option to mediate.
Of the three, I hope it's going to be the last one. Look, we have no soldiers in Syria. We've won. We beat ISIS, and we beat them badly and decisively. We have no soldiers. The last thing I want to do is bring thousands and thousands of soldiers in and defeat everybody again. We've already done that.
UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres has called for a de-escalation of the conflict in Syria.
Military operations must always respect the United Nations Charter and international humanitarian law. And I am particularly worried with the humanitarian concerns that exist now in relation to not only possible casualties, but meaningful displacement that is taking place.
NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg said it was important not to destabilize the region any further.
I count on Turkey to show restraint to ensure that their actions in northern Syria are measured and proportionate and avoid even more human suffering.
Lydia Feng, SBS News.